The two sides recently marked the 40th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic ties. Chinese Ambassador Cui Tiankai addressed the annual New Year Gala of the China General Chamber of Commerce, USA.
China remains committed to expanding our cooperation with the United States on the basis of mutual benefits, managing our differences on the basis of mutual respect, and developing a relationship with the United States based on closer coordination, cooperation, and greater stability.
He told the 450 guests that the China-U.S. relations have been a shared success story over the past four decades, benefiting both countries and the world. Looking to the future, Cui said that cooperation is the only right option for China and the U.S.
Profound changes have taken place in both countries and in the world. The world and our two countries are not the same as 40 years ago, and our relations have to evolve with the time. But all this only underscores the need for closer China-U.S. cooperation and the consequences if we fail to do so in this fast-changing world.
Cui says the business communities of both countries serve important roles in facilitating the economic and trade relationship, as well as strengthening people-to-people ties between the two countries, and he encouraged them to continue such commitment. Cui also urged the business communities from both sides to keep the big picture in mind, to remain open, and also to have a clear stand on what is right and what is wrong. He urged the business leaders to have the moral courage to say no to those advocating disruption of international supply chains, fragmentation of global markets, decoupling of the two economies, zero-sum confrontation, and even a new Cold War. Cui's remarks were echoed by business leaders from both sides, who stressed the importance of a stable China-U.S. relationship. Chairman and CEO Maurice Greenberg of insurance giant Star Companies, which recently celebrated its 100th anniversary in Shanghai, was awarded the Goodwill Ambassador for China-U.S. Exchange at the gala dinner. Greenberg said he is confident in the future development of bilateral ties.
Thank you very much for the award. I'm delighted to be here and very proud to be here. And I'm very proud of our company in China. But more important than our own company is the relationship between the United States and China. Yes, there's been several ups and downs, but I'm confident that the downs will disappear and the ups will survive. We need each other as two countries. It's a safe world if we're allies. It's somewhat different if we're not.
As one of the first Americans to visit China in the 1970s for investment and business operations, Greenberg was recently awarded the China Reform Friendship Medal for his dedication to promote China-U.S. business ties in the past four decades. In a signed congratulatory letter for the CGCC Gala, former U.S. President Jimmy Carter, whose administration formally established the diplomatic ties with China in 1979, also stressed the importance of further cooperation between the U.S. and China. Carter said in his letter that at a time when the relationship is encountering unique and unprecedented challenges, programs like the CGCC Gala are crucial to restoring it while bolstering economic, educational, and cultural ties. For CRI, this is Chen Xiaomin reporting from New York.